from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Winds were whipping the Jennings Creek wildfire this weekend. It pushed the fire over containment lines briefly. Dozens of homes on the New York side of the border with Passaic County were evacuated. The fire about 90% contained again this morning, but firefighters still on the scene. And no word yet what caused that fire to start 9 days ago near West Milford. We may get some rain this week. That'll help with the forest fire danger. In terms of risk, though, it remains very high. Hundreds of wildfires have sparked up just since the start of last month.
New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Sean LaTourette says human activity is typically the reason for wildfires, and when leaves and the forest floor are so dry, the simplest mistakes can cause a spark.
Not completely stomping out a campfire or having one when you shouldn't to begin with.
You're even being warned to watch where you park. Hot exhaust systems can ignite dry vegetation, and be careful while doing work in the yard. Lawnmowers and chainsaws can throw off sparks. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If your plans include air travel this Thanksgiving holiday, you better bring plenty of patience. In what many fear was a preview of the holiday, nearly 700 flights delayed at Newark Airport this weekend, some for as long as 2.5 hours. Despite hiring 1,800 new air traffic controllers, there's still a big shortage. The FAA blaming the lack of controllers for this weekend's delays. New laws will hopefully help mitigate some of those travel headaches during the upcoming season.
The new rules are supposed to help you in the middle of delays, cancellations, and lost luggage. Refunds for canceled or significantly delayed flights are now automatic. Supposedly, you won't have to jump through hoops to get your money back. And if your checked bag arrives more than 12 hours late, you're entitled to a refund for the baggage fee. Some good tips from travel experts. They say use a luggage tracker like an Apple AirTag and book morning and nonstop flights. That'll help minimize the risk of cancellations. I'm Lucinda Kay.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
It's a cool start to your Monday morning. Most temperatures in the 40s here. It'll be a mild finish again with highs back in the mid-60s this afternoon. Look for a mix of sun and clouds. There will be a stiff breeze around today, too. Tonight, mainly clear and chilly, lows around 40. We're cooling down into tomorrow, upper 50s to around 60. It'll be mostly sunny with some late-day clouds. We could see some spotty rain showers develop late tomorrow night. New Jersey weather made possible by Lollygon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lollygon 866-LOLLY86. That's 866-LALLY86 or online at lollygon.com.
Clark 48, Middletown 48, Atlantic City is 47. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.